This is KUT. Hospitals around the state are in a serious time crunch. Administrators are currently drafting their budgets for the next fiscal year, but a big chunk of federal funds they've relied on in past years isn't a sure thing this time around. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Texas hospitals are waiting for news about the future of some Medicaid funds, the state's 1115 Medicaid waiver specifically. It expires this September. State officials applied last fall for its renewal, but they haven't gotten word yet. Ted Shaw is the president and CEO of the Texas Hospital Association. His group represents about 460 hospitals in the state, and he says these hospitals need to know now.
In order to be able to plan appropriately for what services are going to be provided and what revenues and expenses are going to have, they need to know now, some predictability around those things.
The state's hospitals are caught in a kind of proxy war over the Affordable Care Act. The problem here is that this Medicaid waiver wasn't designed to be used like this for long. The 1115 waiver was created as a temporary funding measure for hospitals to provide health care to folks without insurance. Another part of that waiver provides funding for a range of health care services in the state.
These are huge critical payments that come to the healthcare industry to take care of the uninsured.
But these funds were supposed to become unnecessary once Texas expanded Medicaid through the Affordable Care Act. That hasn't happened, of course, so it's up to the federal government now whether they will honor the state's request for a new waiver or not. Shaw says if they don't approve it, there could be serious consequences.
All of those people that touch patients cost money, and if there's no money, can't afford as many people. So we'd be down in jobs, and we'd have to cut back services because there's no way to afford it.
During a recent meeting at the state legislature, lawmakers asked Health and Human Services Executive Commissioner Chris Traylor how his talks with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services were going. For now, the state is asking for a short-term waiver that covers 18 months. Traylor says the feds are still gathering information, and he says they understand the pressure hospitals are facing.
I think they indicate an understanding of the importance of getting a decision to us so our health care providers can have some level of certainty.
In the end, though, it's the federal government's call. The whole point of the health care law was to get uninsured people health insurance so they could see a doctor and avoid a trip to the hospital. That would let the government stop paying for uncompensated care at hospitals like Texas is asking it to do with another waiver. But in the meantime, this is what the state is facing. More uninsured people than any other state in the country. And they have to go somewhere. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.